Hi, it's Patrick Hotzel from intensivecarehotline.com with another quick tip for families in intensive care. So we had feedback from a client and saying that the doctors are not returning their phone calls and that it's difficult to get hold of them and that they are not sure whether, if they do get them on the phone, whether they get accurate information and what should they be doing. Simple solution for you is that you need to get access to medical records, you need to get access to pathology results, x-ray results, you need to get access to list of medications your loved one is on, you need to get access to doctors and nurses reports, you need to get access to ventilation charts, fluid balance charts, and so forth. Now, most families in intensive care tell me, yeah, we tried that and they've knocked us back and they're making it difficult for us to access it. Now, listen, you have a right, it's not a privilege, you have a right to access medical records. If they're not giving you access to medical records, you need to keep pushing. Wherever you are, you have the right to get access to medical records, and you just need to keep asking with a deadline. And that's the only way for you to verify that what they're saying is actually correlating with what they're documenting. Never, always watch what people do, not what they say. And one way for you to verify that is getting access to medical records. We have helped countless clients to get access to medical records. Again, this is your right, not a privilege. And we can give you all the evidence for that because we have the documentation around wherever you are, whether you are in the US, whether you're in Canada, in the UK, you're in Australia. We can help you with getting access to medical records and we can help you with reviewing them, but we can also help you with talking to doctors and nurses. We know how to get in front of them. We've been consulting and advocating for families in intensive care all around the world for nearly 10 years. So we have a lot of tools where we can help you to get all the information, get results and outcomes for you. If you have a loved one in intensive care, go to intensivecarehotline.com and call us on one of the numbers on the top of our website or send us an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com. Like this video, comment below what questions you have or what you want to see next. Subscribe to my YouTube channel for updates for families in intensive care and click the notification bell. This is Patrick Hotzel from intensivecarehotline.com and I will talk to you in a few days.